News at News Radio 92.3.
It's the lowest annual inflation in more than 2 years. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. 3%, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, with prices rising 0.2% from May to June.
Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 4.8% in the year ending in June. Price increases have been retreating since topping 9%, though the Federal Reserve is working to push inflation back to the 2% level. And the Fed is widely expected to continue raising interest rates again later this month. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
NATO members are bolstered today by the presence of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. That means the whole G7 is in the house and can ratify a security deal for Ukraine. It'll include defense equipment, training and intelligence sharing. All this isn't quite enough for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was told yesterday NATO isn't ready to give him a timetable for membership.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Biden's meeting again with Ukraine's President Zelensky at that NATO summit and closes out the summit with a speech scheduled for 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. There's more rain expected in the next couple of days, but for now, rivers are receding in Montpelier, Vermont, leaving behind a mucky mess.
Many areas had over a half foot of rain that led to flooding on Monday night, causing many to worry about the Wrightsville Dam breaching, making the situation worse. At this time, it is not a threat, but Governor Scott says thousands have lost property because of the flooding.
And Governor Scott says they're not out of the woods yet. That was Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Montpelier. Three people are reported to have been killed, 14 seriously injured, in an overnight Greyhound bus crash in Highland, Illinois. Police say that bus hit three commercial vehicles that were parked on an exit ramp on Interstate 70. The bus, we're told, was traveling from Indianapolis to St. Louis. That roadway is obviously closed this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Alabama Senate Republican Tommy Tuberville now says white nationalists are racist.
Tuberville facing criticism from both parties after comments he made about white nationalists. They include saying a white nationalist is an American when discussing whether they should be allowed in the military. When asked by reporters if he believes white nationalists are racist, Tuberville responded, quote, "Yes, if that's what a racist is, yes." Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell was asked about Tuberville's comments.
White supremacy is simply unacceptable in the military and in our whole country.
Many other Republicans and Democrats voicing similar views that both white nationalism and racism are unacceptable. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Farmers is the fourth major insurance company in a year to announce that it's pulling out of Florida.
The company said in a statement, the business decision is to allow it to manage its exposure to risks. Farmers also said it won't renew existing Farmers branded insurance policies, which does not affect its subsidiaries like Foremost and Bristol West.
Fox's Carmen Roberts estimated that around 100,000 Floridians will need to find new insurance coverage. People in 17 states may have a shot at seeing the Northern Lights tomorrow.
The Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis, happen when a magnetic solar wind slams into the Earth's magnetic field. It causes atoms in the upper atmosphere to glow. It's usually seen in Alaska, Canada, and Scandinavia during an 11-year solar cycle that's expected to peak next year, making the Northern Lights visible in places farther to the south. The current forecast from the University of Alaska Fairbanks says if clear skies, the glowing display could be visible from Oregon to Maryland on Thursday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The National League breaks a 9-year losing streak in baseball's All-Star game, beating the American League 3-2. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. It is 78 degrees this morning. Beautiful morning out. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. And starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Davis Highway and University Parkway is showing an accident. Looks like it may have been cleared off to the side, though. I'm not showing a slowdown. And there's another one. It's Shoemaker and Mobile Highway just after the scenic turns into Mobile. It's close to where that is. It looks like it might be blocked around that intersection, but as you know, plenty of side streets to get around. And use caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. A home invasion ended with a fatal shooting in Foley yesterday. That happened at a home in the Vernant Park community near Foley. Baldwin County deputies say a man entered a home that was occupied by three adults and five small children. The homeowner tells deputies that they had armed themselves when the altercation began and ended up shooting the man, now identified as Noah Hastings. After Hastings reportedly made threats against the homeowner. Deputies say so far no charges have been filed. The investigation will be referred to a grand jury. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the effort to get more police officers working in the downtown area is making progress.
One of the two new CRA officers started on June 26th. So we have one of those two in place. And if you recall, we've had conversations about this already. The focus on the two additional officers, 3 and 4, in the CRA were to be on nights and weekends.
And Reeves says the second CRA officer will be coming as soon as possible, hopefully by the end of the month or possibly in early August. The CRA approved $191,700 in funding back in January for the additional two officers. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has opened their new regional operations center in Pensacola. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. The James T. Moore Building is named after the former FDLE commissioner that served from 1988 until 2003.
We already have a little bit more staff, but we're preparing to staff even more. The building was designed to expand both our capabilities and investigations, but primarily in the forensics area. DNA is only growing in need in the law enforcement community, and we're planning for that need.
Special Agent Chris Williams says they've been working towards the new building since 2004 when Hurricane Ivan hit the area. Their previous regional center was a 101-year-old converted school building. It's 8:07. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. More scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 92. Temperatures dropping overnight Thursday near net 79 degrees. From the First Morning Weather Center, this is meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
And right now, 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 8:30, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Join Stefan Schmidt for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday morning at 9:30. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida sponsors the show. When Key Marine needs to hire service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical Center. It's the dream team. And you can learn more about how to care for your boat. So join them this Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew as he's off the rest of the week and on Monday as well. It's 79 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high in the mid to about mid 80s, 84, with a chance of thunderstorms a little bit later this afternoon. Looking at the ThreatNet radar, there is some pop-up clouds that keep popping up here just off and on. So could be more one of the weather things it was saying, like pop-up thunderstorms or something like that. So thunderstorms possible after 11 o'clock is what we're looking at overall, though. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. President Trump, his lawyers have pushed for a judge to delay his upcoming criminal trial. This is the trial that's over the misuse of classified documents. And they want this to be delayed until... So first of all, it's supposed to be starting in December, which will be here before we know it. And they want it to be delayed until after the presidential election, which would be next November. So they want it to be delayed nearly a year, the trial. And the reason is because they say it could sway jurors in the presidential race. Like they could become biased or they could be, something like that. So because here we are in the primary. And so if the trial starts in December, remember the Iowa caucus, the first in the nation vote for the Republican candidate is January 15th. So that would be a month and a half before the very first vote. So they're wanting to be delayed. Now on the surface, I kind of understand what their argument is. Hey, we want this to be delayed because it's a month before the voting and, you know, his name could be run through the mud and that could affect voters in the elections. And but then on the other side of it is, what if they do get the delay and it's delayed until after the presidential election? And then what if he becomes the Republican candidate? And what if he beats President Biden and now he's the president? And now he's got to be dealing with a criminal trial while he's president of the United States? That sucks. And then what if he's found guilty in that criminal trial and he's the president of the United States? Like, no. This is why I've actually, when they came out with the date of December, when they announced that initially, I went, that's too long. They need to ramp this up. They need to have it now. They need to have it in the summer. Like, don't delay it any further. December is already too late. Like, you need to get this knocked out of the way. Like, get it going, get it knocked out of the way. If he's innocent, great. Then he's going to move right into the primaries, probably with more steam than ever before. If he's found guilty, well, then there's a whole other issue we got to deal with, right? So I'd rather get it knocked out of the way and more steam than ever before. If he's found guilty, well, then there's a whole other issue we got to deal with, right? So I'd rather get it knocked out of the way and you know, be known, not delay further. So, yeah, the attorneys are asking for a delay in the federal trial, citing the 2024 election. More about Trump and DeSantis coming up right after Traffic on the Fives with Candy.
All right, and seeing a couple of accidents, Davis and University, but that has been moved off to the side. Looks like that roadway is clear, and Shoemaker and Mobile Highway. I'm just showing the usual congestion near lights and stuff like that, and that's all I'm seeing. It says roadblock. But if that intersection is blocked, there's plenty of side streets, as you know, Shoemaker and Mobile Highway. And certainly, if you have a traffic tip, by all means, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, what if he does get elected president? Couldn't he just excuse himself? Or no. what it's called? Yeah. So, no.
Commute this, he could, he can't commute it, he can't forgive it or whatever as president.
If he's president, that just seems weird.
Well, I guess he could if he was president. Like, yeah, fine, call me guilty, and I'm just going to pardon myself.
Pardon?
Yeah. I guess he probably could pardon himself. Either way.
I have no idea.
It's just get it done. Just let's get the criminal thing. If it's a wild goose chase, fine. It's a wild goose chase, and it gets done. Like, if it's not, then it's not. Like, either way, we get answers. I'd rather have the answer sooner than later, personally, but... in the meantime, Governor DeSantis is trying to woo the support for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She's a very popular governor in Iowa, very popular amongst the Republicans, of course. And so he's trying to woo her support. Now, she has stated she's going to remain neutral. But in the past, she has made really nice comments about Governor DeSantis. And he has... So he's continually trying to butter her up and praising her. So even if she doesn't throw his support behind her, he's trying to look like the person who supports her at least. And with that, Trump went to Truth Social and responded, quote, "I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds." Now, first of all, I want to clarify that. She was actually lieutenant governor for two terms before she ran for governor. So he didn't really open up the position for her. She was already kind of in line. She was... the second most powerful Republican in the state. and everybody likes Kim Reynolds a lot. And so it was pretty much lined up for her. But okay, I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds. And when she fell behind, I endorsed her, did big rallies, and she won. Now she wants to remain neutral. I don't invite her to events. And DeSantis is now down 45 points. Well, he's not down 45, but he is down 20. And so basically Trump is like this. He's like, look, if there's anybody, the reason why he's going after Ron DeSantis so much right now is the same reason why he's going after Kim Reynolds. He feels like if he helped you in your political campaign and you won your race, then you owe him. And what he wants right now is for you to just back him, not go against him, and not be neutral. That's what he wants. He's like, look, I helped you, and now I want you to help me. And the way you help me is by getting out of the race and by backing me. And for some, I've been reading, this may not go down well in Iowa. So even though DeSantis right now is getting beat pretty good in Iowa, if Trump is turning on the governor, this may cause Republicans to turn against Trump. We shall see. A long ways to go on that whole thing. Free Wi-Fi now is available on all ECAT buses, Escambia County Area Transit buses, free Wi-Fi. Now, I think this is I think it's fantastic. I do. I mean, and according to one of the press releases I was reading, this is good enough Wi-Fi where you don't have to just check emails. I mean, to check email, you don't really need that fast of Wi-Fi. But apparently you can attend virtual meetings. What, you can have like a Zoom meeting on the bus? That's good.
Exactly where you want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, where you want your Zoom meeting.
Little entertainment while you're doing your Zoom meeting. Is that somebody doing crack behind you? Yes, I believe it is.
You can't smoke crack on the bus, or smoke, I don't think.
No. Oh, you can't smoke crack on a bus?
I don't think so. You're not supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to smoke anything or vape on a bus. See, so you won't have that.
Oh, well, what's the point then?
I'm saying. Have you ever even seen crack, Bobby?
I'm going to do all my Zoom meetings on the bus. Like, are you ready for the... No, I'm not yet. I'm waiting for the bus. I'm still waiting for it to come. Then we can start the Zoom meeting. Get out of there. And apparently the Wi-Fi speeds are fast enough you can even stream your favorite shows, which leads me into what could go wrong. Which bus number will be labeled the porn bus? That's what I want to know. Why are you laughing?
The porn bus, yeah. All right, here comes old 45.
Subway, yeah. Okay? I know what goes down on when people have free Wi-Fi.
Right, in the metro in D.C. You're right.
I know what goes down when people have free Wi-Fi. And it's like, you know what? I'm homeless, but I have a phone that can connect to the Wi-Fi. I don't have a cell service, but I can get Wi-Fi on there. So they get on the bus so they can make phone calls using Wi-Fi. But then, you know, well, I got a little extra time. Might as well just pull up some of my favorite websites. And so next thing you're like, yeah, don't ride bus, whatever number. what's that bus do? It just drives around town. It doesn't even have a destination.
Two girls, one bus.
That's right. I'm like, oh, just boy, there's some things that can go wrong. This is Pensacola, after all. You know what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Is Pensacola. Things can go wrong when you get free Wi-Fi on a bus. So,
well, it's just like Waffle House, though. You just tell them to put their earbuds in.
That's true.
True story. Yeah.
Yes.
The one on New Warrington. Yeah.
Warrington? I was about to ask you which one.
Yeah, near me. Yeah.
You beat me to it.
Like, okay, yeah. Just put your headphones in. But it was like, oh, man, they're just watching that. Sure enough.
Yeah. So I was saying, I haven't really ridden the bus that much, but I do ride the bus every now and then. I'll get on the bus and check it out. And I actually think this is a very positive thing because, depending on where the bus is going, I mean, I would definitely like this because I could actually do work on my way into work. So if I'm coming to the station, I'm trying to do different things. I can actually do some work while I'm commuting instead of being stuck in traffic you can't really work, you know, right? And you're not supposed to be texting and driving and all this other stuff. Well, you can do it while you're on the ECAT and having free Wi-Fi. I think this might actually help more business commuters decide to do that. So, I like it. I think it's going to be a good thing, actually. Got a text here. Who pays for the Wi-Fi on an ECAT? It's going to be the county. Aren't they losing money? They are. But the idea is you pay for Wi-Fi on the bus, and maybe that gets more riders to ride, and then it's like the benefit, right? It's just like a football stadium or a baseball stadium where they add these benefits that's going to cost them money, but they're hoping they'll make up that money for more users that come visit the place. So, yeah. And then there we go. We can start naming the buses like the street sweepers. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So like I was saying, there'll be the porn bus, and then there'll
be another name.
Oh, it can be another name.
It could be another name.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. It's
Here's the porn bus.
Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Did you hear about Burger King's new quote-unquote burger? The ultimate real cheeseburger. There's actually no meat on it. It's a bun. It's two buns and 20 slices of American cheese on it.
Yeah.
20 slices. It equals about a pound of American cheese. They do melt it a little bit, and that's disgusting. Right now, it's only in Thailand, but it might come to the United States at some point. What do you dip that in?
Ketchup.
Dip that in your ketchup. I was thinking.
Yeah, dude, it's a great big old cheese sandwich from the King. Right. You can get it your way.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a Burger King.
Can I just get 10 slices of American cheese?
That's disgusting. I don't like this at all. I love cheese sandwiches. I love grilled cheese sandwiches. But that's disgusting.
I'll make one for you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Not the Burger King Thailand kind.
Not the Burger King.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
It's Pensacola right now with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off, so it's Bobby over here rapping for you.
So many texts. Everybody's so excited to hear you. And ditto.
I don't even know why. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick traffic on the fives. Well, this traffic on the sixes.
Sure. We're not showing many slowdowns or delays. Two accidents to watch out for at Davison University, which looks like it has been cleared up. And Shoemaker and Mobile Highway, it looks like that may have been moved off to the side. Caution wherever you are. And, of course, you can always text in if you have a traffic tip. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Police say an 8-year-old Alabama boy led them on a chase Tuesday after stealing a car at gunpoint. That happened in Montgomery when police tried to pull over a stolen vehicle. The chase ended up with the car crashing into another car. The child was taken into custody. Musician Sheila E. making history when she receives a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. She'll be the first female solo percussionist to have a Hollywood star. And to go along with your big cheese sandwich, National French Fry Day is coming up tomorrow. There's a couple of deals out there for it. McDonald's giving away free fries on their app, and Wendy's giving out free fries, but you have to buy something else to get the free fries there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I finally succumbed a couple of months ago and got the McDonald's app.
Isn't it great?
You get free fries every Friday. And so now I've found myself to be a regular McDonald's fry person. So even though I don't even like McDonald's fries that much, I know they always win all these awards and stuff. And I'm just like,
they're grown from a very special potato that only McDonald's can use.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. Yeah. They're
the McDonald's potato.
But it's some sort of russet potato that I just saw a special on this weirdly yesterday about how they have these potatoes. Oh. And that's why. And they always have to be, they hand pick them, no brown spots on any of these potatoes, and they're long, oh, wow. Which is why they get the long fries out of the box.
Yes.
And that's
okay,
the more you know.
That's how they get ding, the long ding, fries, ding. I got you.
Yeah.
The precious long fry, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, very nice.
Oh, I know fast food.
Candy is always prepared with the knowledge.
With fast food
yeah,
and horror
the
movies.
The fast food
yes.
knowledge, yeah.
Give us the fast food knowledge, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's why I look like this, and you guys look like that.
Please.
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
What is your favorite fry, though?
From McDonald's.
It is McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Not because of that, but just because they're delicious. They're just, and believe me, like, I know all the fries.
They're too salty.
Then you ask for them without salt.
I should order it that way. I didn't think.
Yeah, if
that.
You do it like that,
you
then
can
they
do that. You can say I don't want.
I don't want any salt. And then you can get saltless fries. Then you can put salt on them when you get them yourself. So we're able to salt them.
Put the amount that I prefer. Yeah. You know.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's how people get fresh fries sometimes. There's a guy. Is it Jordan the Stallion? I think. That's
On YouTube.
Yeah, and he has fast food secrets, and he's a. Man.
Oh, that's one of them, huh?
Yeah.
You know, one of the ones I think is an underrated fry is Five Guys.
Yeah.
Five Guys has great fries.
Yeah, they have great fries.
Yeah.
And you get so many.
Yeah. You get a lot of
fries.
It's
huge.
It's like real potatoes. And they're a little greasy, but you know.
You shut up. They're just
got a
fine.
Text here. It's very difficult to do any kind of work on a bus. I'm talking about having free Wi-Fi on the ECAT.
Mm-hmm.
Too many distractions, and each stop is usually every few minutes. That's a lot of braking, not a very smooth ride. So, yeah. Well, maybe you can still do Zoom meetings, though. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we've got your frivolous topic, which I'll go ahead and throw out here to you. What's your worst purchase you ever made?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Inflation cools to 3% for the year ending in June. The CPI at its lowest level in 2 years, with falling used car prices, moderating rent, but interest rates reaching a 22-year high. The Capitol grill heating up for FBI Director Christopher Wray before the House Judiciary Committee.
On his watch, the FBI has been weaponized.
Virginia Republican Ben Klein. President Biden meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky at the NATO summit. NATO pledging more cash and weapons for Ukraine's war with Russia after Zelensky expressed outrage that NATO wouldn't put Ukraine on a timetable to join.
It truly understands that Ukraine cannot be a member nation to NATO as long as the war continues in our territory. This is absolutely clear, but those signals are important.
But admitting Ukraine would put NATO at war with Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3, 78 right now. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. There's three full-time Pensacola police officers dedicated to the downtown CRA district. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the third officer started in June on the 26th. And the fourth will hopefully be in place by the end of the month, possibly in early August.
We're a city of 55,000, but we're a city that acts much larger than that on nights and weekends, special events, gallery nights, when we see those numbers pulse up. So to be able to have additional folks focused just on that area, it was very important to us.
And for years, the CRA and DIB have funded two full-time officers that patrol the district. In January, the CRA approved funding for two additional officers. Congressman Matt Gaetz says cluster bombs are not the answer in Ukraine's war with Russia.
This will not build a more stable Ukraine. Children will be left without limbs and without parents because of this decision by Joe Biden if we do not work together in a bipartisan fashion to stop it.
A group of Democrats have now filed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to stop the transfer of those cluster bombs. Gaetz says he's co-sponsoring that amendment. He says cluster bombs are features of some of the world's bloodiest and most inhumane wars. HCA has broken ground now on a new emergency care facility in Santa Rosa County that's expected to be open early next year.
Unfortunately, people are choosing to not go to their primary care physicians and not... We're not making people do that. We want them to go to their primary care physicians. But if you're like me, you only go because your spouse told you to go. And so if that's the world we live in, then this is the business model that evolves around it.
HCA Florida West CEO Gabe Hilero says the new facility includes 11 patient beds and lab and imaging services. It'll be located on Highway 90 at the P Ridge Connector. The facility will be called the HCA Florida P Ridge Emergency Room. School districts are preparing for the upcoming school year, and they're trying to fill open positions. The recent labor shortage, it seems that there's even more jobs than normal. In Santa Rosa County, they say they have almost 200 open jobs in the school district.
Ed support staff includes those paraprofessionals that work in the classroom directly with students. They also include secretaries, aides, teachers' assistants.
And that's Dr. Tanya Shepherd, the district public information officer. The Santa Rosa County School District has held several recruiting events, and they continue to work to fill those positions before the school year starts. Pensacola Energy says they've found a source of renewable natural gas for all of the city of Pensacola's compressed natural gas-powered vehicles.
It is from landfill gas. It's all pipeline quality. And this is helping us to reach our goal of being carbon neutral by 2030, the city's goal the council has given us.
Pensacola Energy Director Daryl Singleton there. He says that means the city's natural gas vehicles aren't polluting the environment at all. And he says they're killing two birds with one stone by cutting emissions and recapturing gas from a landfill. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Irish Spring. And Irish Spring, you can fill your shower with the fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today. And the good news is we're not seeing a lot on the roads. Shoemaker and Mobile Highway looks like a little bit of a mess just off Mobile Highway. Plenty of side streets, though, to get around. And then Davison University showing an accident, but that has been cleared off to the side. Traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. More scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 92. Temperatures dropping overnight Thursday near 79 degrees. From the First Morning Weather Center, this is meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
And right now, 78 in Pensacola and in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Your money now this morning. The market off to a good start. The Dow up 278.78 at 34,540.20. The S&P 500 up 39.09 at 44,77.11. And the NASDAQ up 156.44 today at 13,917.14. Your 10-year bond rate down slightly at 3.91%. Gold prices are up 1730 at 1,954.70. Silver prices also up today at 2409. Consumer prices were up 3% in June from a year earlier, just about on track with analyst expectations. Numbers out from the Labor Department today show inflation continuing to cool off from last year's 40-year high. It's the 12th consecutive month that inflation has been cooling off. Amazon Prime Day wrapping up today, the second day of it. Experts say buying yourself a treat because it was on sale can affect your mood.
There have been studies that show that these deals actually invoke positive emotions.
That is Thomas McMillan, a Texas A&M professor, and he says finding a deal gives you a serotonin bump that makes you feel good. He does say, though, it's not clear if that makes you want to shop more or not. And Bud Light continuing to fall in the rankings of America's favorite beers as the boycott continues that was triggered by the company's partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. A new YouGov poll out this month puts Bud Light now at number 14, down from ninth place last year. It's 8:39 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. And the big question for you today for our frivolous topic of the day, what is your worst purchase? What is the worst purchase that you have ever made? Text that in to us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. What is the worst purchase you've ever made? And while you're thinking about that, here's a couple of headlines for you real quick. Crowds at Disney World plummeted this summer. The Independence Day was the slowest Independence Day holiday in nearly a decade. And a new law going into effect here in Florida last Saturday. If you have a driver's license from Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, or Hawaii, it is no longer considered valid in the state of Florida. And that is because those states allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses in their states. And so therefore you could be an illegal if you're using that driver's license. So the state of Florida now has made those invalid. So if you moved here and from one of those states, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, or Hawaii, you need to get a Florida driver's license ASAP. All right, back to the frivolous topic. What is your worst purchase that you've ever made? So I was thinking about this myself, Candy, and it would have to be a truck. I bought a 1992 Nissan pickup truck. I bought it. I needed a vehicle, but I saw this vehicle and it had a lift kit on it, big off-road tires. It just looked so great. And I didn't even test drive it. I was like, I want that one. It looks pretty. And I got it, was driving it home. And the first thing I realized was, oh, I probably should have test drove this. It reeked of cigarette smoke so bad. And I realized later, the previous owner smoked in it a lot. The ashtray was filled with ashes.
They didn't even clean the ashtray.
I was finding cigarette butts around this thing like for months later, cleaning it just in nooks and crannies and stuff. But that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was I did not realize that this truck that has the big lift kit, it had a truck bed cover over it, had these big off-road tires, was a four-cylinder. And I mean, to go up a hill in this thing, I had to downshift sometimes to second gear. Like when I was going down a hill, I was like, I better speed up to be able to get up the other side of the hill. It was I drove that thing for maybe 6 months. I don't even know if it was 6 months. It might have been 4 months, and I traded it in.
Wow.
I just couldn't take it anymore. Going on in the interstate, I could barely get to like 65. I was like, why? So somebody basically bought this four-cylinder truck, and they were like, they wanted to look like a beast and made it look like a beast, and it drove horrible. That was definitely my worst purchase.
Aw.
Definitely my worst purchase. What do you got?
And Kate Thomas is in here too. Okay, there's this drug though called Ambien that sometimes you take to help you sleep, right? And if you don't go right to sleep on it, there's all types of stuff you'll do. You'll call friends, you'll text people, you'll text your pastor. There's a church I'm not allowed to go back to now because that happened. But also you'll buy stuff. Oh yeah, and it's funny. And like we're friends and it's cool, but it was just awkward. What am I going to do? But anyway, you'll buy a bunch of weird stuff on eBay or wherever, as it turns out. And I'm not sure what I typed in, but you know, I like decorating for Halloween and stuff like that. So I have a three foot devil head made out of paper mache. I know. And it's so creepy. It is one of those things, right? People have walked into our house and go, I'm not, you know, and I'm like, no, it's a decoration. And I was on Ambien. It's fine. Anyway, I put it in the storage shed yesterday and I was like, oh, it's one of my Ambien purchases. We named him Ambien. And I no longer take Ambien, not just for reasons like that, but so I don't get up and walk around and,
there you go,
eat all the cream cheese and open all the diet root beers and, you know.
Large devil heads.
Oh, like a big
Kate
one.
Thomas from,
like 3 foot
ESPN
by 3 foot, just to give you the idea.
3 foot by 3 foot.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I'll bring it in for Halloween.
Do you still use it?
There you go.
I don't. Well, I never used it, Kate. But no, yeah, I had it hanging up. But like the AC guy would come in and go, I'm not working here. And it's like.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's a devil run. Never mind. But no, it's in my shed. What about you, Kate?
Purchase.
Worst thing.
When you guys first told me this question, I was having trouble thinking of an answer. The first thing that came to mind, I'm going to give you guys two quick answers, was probably before I realized I had a slight allergy to dairy and gluten, and I just love cheese. So just anything late at night, like just gross fast food eating. And I might be a small petite person, but I will tell you this, I can put down some food. And anyone who knows me, even Diana that works with us, she said, I've seen you eat. But Bobby reminded me of a good one. And it was renting a place. So I guess you could call it a purchase.
Sure.
I wasn't fully owning it. I was living in Louisiana. We lived in this house and the house was broken up into three different units. So we were living in the back. But the front of the house had a space for a washer and dryer. Prior to this, we didn't have one. It opened up. Okay. We had never seen the inside. We're like, sure, we will live here. We didn't care. She went ahead and rented out the back part where we were currently living before we moved in to the front. We get in there. I can almost not talk about this because I hate these bugs. There's an infestation.
Of what?
It's literally, I'm scared of them.
Oh.
Roaches. I call them ours, actually.
Ours.
I hate them so much. And I'm not talking like a little bit. I mean, this place, and she goes, you know, well, this is Southern Louisiana. It's just going to happen. I said, they don't crawl.
It's a state flower.
I said, they don't crawl across the wall in the middle of the day. I'm from the South. And so anyways, we had the bug man come, all of the stuff. And they said, well, we've put enough, you know, poison in here to kill three horses. And I was like, well, we've got to get to the root of the problem. So I went with the bug man with a special kind of police grade flashlight.
Yeah.
You know, going through the whole thing, scared to death. And we finally find him. And this is where the story just gets really good, actually. So there was no central AC or heat. We had these plug-in heaters. Well, they all made a home in all the different plug-in heaters. We go put them on the side of the road. And less than 5 minutes later, someone picked them up.
Oh my goodness!
I hope they were Auburn fans. Just kidding.
It would be better for
my bad.
Better if they were Alabama fans in LSU or Florida.
Very nice.
Oh man! So that's my story.
Got a couple of texts rolling in here. Worst purchase: $5,000 rainbow vacuum. Great vacuum, but you know I'd kind of go with that too. But this is the why. Yeah, because I got a rainbow vacuum and. 6 months later, divorced. My ex got the vacuum. So that's.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
You want me to throw in that devil head, ma'am or sir? Yeah.
Just kidding. Another text here. A timeshare and a fixer-upper. The only two bad purchases out of my 60 years. Another texture here. Brand new 2013 Cadillac CTS. Sunroof leaked. One headlight was out at the time of purchase, then a bad wheel bearing, fuel injector, solenoid within the first 30,000 miles.
Oh, gosh.
$52,000 brand new. Trade in with 36,000 miles for $19,000. Never get another one. Yeah, that's a bad
That's the worst when you get a money pit of a vehicle. It's like, God, when you just need one, just like yours. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That it really leaves a lasting impression on you when you have a vehicle that doesn't drive so well. Candy, we're a little bit late for a traffic update, though. Let's go ahead and get a traffic
update. Okay, taking a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing these slowdowns or delays. Shoemaker in Mobile Highway, not showing a roadblock. But if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Looks like David, did David just disappear on me?
But we have a commercial break. And then, oh, and we don't do his news.
No,
this
I
want 30
to hear
minutes.
David's worst purchase. I want to hear David's worst purchase.
Well, it was probably taking the job here. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
It's
I'm just
not
kidding.
A purchase.
I know, not but he purchase. Had to. I don't know.
Bounce out.
I don't know.
So be it.
Make bad jokes with David. But tomorrow I'll make sure that he is on give us his frivolous answer.
Because he usually has some crazy stuff.
He does have some pretty great answers, too, like that Rip It. Who knew?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Who knew? 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high about 84 with a chance of thunderstorms right around 11 o'clock, after 11 o'clock as well. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. A couple more ones right here. A self-cleaning cat litter box. Oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, those are a big waste of money,
too. The grates and it scared the bejesus out of the cats. I trashed it after a week.
Same. You can't do it if you have like more than, one cat. We have 12. Yep. And no, you have to keep them going. But yeah, they don't work if you have more than one cat, it seems. They do. They grate and they scare the bejesus out of the cats.
Cat's like, what?
I know. And there are cats are already touchy. Yeah. Right. Why are you doing this, gross. Mom? Why do you hate
me? I purchased an engagement ring, $5,000. One day before the proposal, she said she was seeing somebody else. Yeah. That's a bad
person. At least you got to keep the ring.
Yeah, there you go. All right, coming up here next. Got your top stories in the news from the AP Wire. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3.
The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know, one of the companies that makes me the most proud to represent, honestly, is Pensacola Hardware. And it's not just because they're great at what they do and because they can teach you how to install things and answer your questions and always have whatever it is you need on hand, because having done this for so long, you're never going to come in there with a request and they're going to be like, huh, never heard of that before. Because they have seen it literally and solved it dozens and dozens and dozens of times before. No, the reason that I love representing them is because they're a genuine Pensacola institution. They have been in business since 1851. 1851, before the Civil War, before there was Levi's jeans. Okay, when you walk around town and you see a building, whether it's 50, 100, 150 years old, they're probably the ones that supplied the parts and the hardware that made that happen. So when I say they're the oldest business in Florida and one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, getting what you need to build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola really means that you're becoming a part of the history of this town. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Prime Day number 2 going on right here. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. So I went ahead and pulled up the Amazon. I'm not into the Prime things.
Right.
I just like whatever. But I saw something that was in my list because like you could do a wish list.
Yes.
I saw something on my wish list that's 75% off today.
That's what I'm saying. You go through your wish list. That's what I do.
So I just freaking added that thing to the cart. I was like, what? I'm glad for the Amazon Prime Day now. All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, this is a good thing. So now I got to go through the rest of my wish list and see what's popping up there.
I know, from fluffy rugs to devil heads to, you know, that's
well,
not where I got
well,
my devil
what
head.
What it was is I got I used to have an Aero Garden. Which are you familiar with this? Mm-hmm. Where you put the little pods,
yes,
and you can grow vegetables, mm-hmm, and herbs and stuff like this. So once again, the ex got that. So I love it. I love growing my own basil and all this other stuff and having it right on the counter. And so I had it in my wish list for a while, and 75% off today. I'm like, oh, nice. I like it.
So did you get it?
I did. Yep. I just did it in the commercial break.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Candy.
That's right. It's traffic on the fives and not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like 98's clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays either. And if you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. There is, down on the southern border, 135,000 apprehensions and gotaways. Gotaways are the actual people that they've seen, that they know, they can actually count, and they still got away. So out of that 135,000, 32,000 of them were gotaways. So they were able to apprehend 102,000 individuals in June, which is very, very good. That is a 300% increase from fiscal year 2020. So... yeah, we're still having a dramatic number of people coming across the border. One of the issues with the number of people coming across the border we know now is the issue of trafficking, which, of course, the movie Sound of Freedom, we talked about that on Monday. It's trying to highlight the child trafficking epidemic that's going on worldwide. Well, other kinds of human trafficking are happening across the border as well. And Ashley Moody, our attorney general, just reported on a new statewide investigation. And the statewide investigation showed that social media platforms are being used a lot for trafficking, particularly Meta platforms. Facebook and Instagram, by far, are the two most used platforms for trafficking. But WhatsApp, which is also owned by Meta, and Facebook Messenger also having incidents being reported pertaining to trafficking. Other ones in the top 10 include Snapchat, Cash App, Meet Me, Text Now, TikTok, and Grindr. So those are your social media things. Now, a little positive note as it pertains to the human trafficking stories. A watchdog group out of Florida. The Florida Legislature's Office of Program, Policy Analysis, and Government Accountability. They released their latest report, and they found that the commercial sexual exploitation of children in Florida has been down in 2022. So, wow, that's fantastic news. I mean, way too often do we hear numbers, you know, or do we get numbers that is pertaining to it seems like every single year. This is up. That's up. This is up. That's, you know, it's just like, oh man, enough's enough, right? Well, apparently now it's those numbers are going down for the first time. So that's fantastic news right there. Some of the other headlines I'll let you know about here, just to wrap up this hour. NATO deepened ties with Ukraine, but doesn't have a clear path for membership for Ukraine. Russia's threatening to pull out of the Ukraine grain deal, which could create a global food crisis further. Big story came out about 30 minutes ago. U.S. inflation fell to 3%, the lowest level in more than 2 years. And few U.S. adults support full abortion bans.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.